Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. I want to talk to you this morning about the word trust. Trust. T-R-U-S-T. Let me ask you a question. In this difficult, crazy, and confusing world we live in, who can you trust? Which people do you trust? Do you trust the government? Elected officials? Do you trust a church or a church denomination? What about church leaders? Who or what can you really trust? Friends, in this world today, more than ever, we desperately need something or someone to trust. Brethren, trust is mentioned a lot throughout the Bible. I'd like to share just a couple of scriptures with you that deal with trust. The first one is in Proverbs 3 and verse 5, where we read this advice, quote, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." In Psalm 56:11, the author, probably King David, declares, "In God I have put my trust." And a final scripture is in Revelation 22, where the angel declared that the words of Jesus Christ are trustworthy. Now, in the United States of America, we are supposedly a nation that trusts in God. In fact, in 1956, President Eisenhower signed a law officially declaring, quote, "In God we trust," to be the nation's official motto. These words, "In God we trust," are printed on all of our currency. But are these just so many words? Do we really trust God? Or do we just claim that we trust God? And if we say we do trust in God, why do we trust in Him? Why do we trust in God? Now for me, one of the best answers for why I trust in God is found in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 55, when God told the prophet the following, quote, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Friends, we are indeed frail and flawed human beings. Historically, the thoughts of man have led to seemingly endless heartache, destruction, and disaster. Brethren, I am immensely comforted in the knowledge that there is indeed a God who knows infinitely more than I do, and a God in whom I can trust with my present and in my future. Let all of us, brethren, hold fast to our trust in God. Amen.